This is MSO News Sports, and we are joined by Rockport boys basketball coach Phil Whitley. These guys are off to a 7-4 start, a win last night. We'll get to that in just a moment. But, Coach, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you guys are off. I understand this is your best start ever while at Rockport to start the season?
Yeah, this is the best start for the team in a decade. And last year we had 7 wins by this group. And right now we're at 7 wins at about halfway through the season. So we're in a really good spot.
Well, let me zero right in on last night's game, a non-league game against Northeast. So tell us about that game and how it played off, a 71-51 win.
Yeah, it was. We had played them our first game of the season and won by 7. We had a couple starters out that game, and our point guard had sprained his ankle, so he was kind of on one leg. And I think our bus was late getting here. We got there, and our JV team went into overtime, which is not what you want on a cold Wednesday night. But we actually started pretty poorly. We started out, we were down 15-4, and I was not happy with our performance. And the nice thing about our team is we've been in situations like that before, and the ability that we have and the leadership that we have to right the ship. And we just kind of took off from there, made our shots, executed how we needed to, and came out with a pretty convincing win at the end. So the bus ride home was good. The first 4 minutes of the game was not.
Nice. All right. So give our listeners a highlight or two from some of your games. Could be wins and it could be losses, because you learn from your losses. What if of these first 11 games, what games kind of stand out to you as a coach?
Yeah, just we're doing things this year that we just haven't been able to do in Rockport in the past. You know, I've had some great players and some good teams over my 10 years here, but you know, this team just has kind of the it factor. The fun part is my son's a junior, and I've been kind of helping this team along the way all since fifth grade, travel team type of thing. And the seniors that are on this team, when I took over the youth program in Rockport, they were kindergartners. So it's been a lot of fun to kind of see their growth up through the ranks. And they just play well off of each other. I got a lot of guys that can handle the ball well. Our turnover ratio is really low this year. We shoot the ball very well. And it's not just one guy. You know, there's times where my son will have 20-something a game, and then Ed Mers will have 20-something a game, and then Chase Weed will have 20-something a game. So when you can get, you know, 3, 4, 5 guys in double digits every night, you know, you're going to do pretty well. You know, we beat Pentucket this year, which we haven't done, and it was I don't think we beat them at their place in about 15 years. Last year we lost to Linfield by 51, and we lost at the buzzer this year. So, you know, just huge strides. We were very lucky last year in a funny sense, that I started one junior and 4 sophomores last year. So these guys are all back with significant experience at the varsity level, and they know how to win. And that's sometimes a tough thing in Rockport, that your JV squads, just because of our numbers here, don't necessarily, you know, a lot of times we're bringing the best players up to varsity. So our JV teams tend to struggle, and I'm really pleased that our JV team this year is winning a lot of games. So the pipeline for Rockport right now is pretty strong all the way down, you know, to the younger grades. And we've put a lot of work in the off-season programs and the winter programs. So I'm really pleased where we're at, and just that we can compete every night. You know, we're at a place that, you know, going into Linfield and Pentucket, you know, it's not a, well, I hope we win if things go well. It's, you know, we know that when we execute, we can perform well and compete with every team that we play. So it's been a great season, and I really think that our team has another level to get to as well.
Yeah, you must notice kind of a different feel, you know, on the bus rides to and from games, if you know what I'm saying. What players are saying or thinking, or you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's just kind of, it must be a different kind of feel this year opposed to other years.
It is, absolutely. And last year we had some huge wins at the end of the season. We beat Georgetown and Amesbury at their place, which is a tough place to play. We had a great summer league. So just the momentum, you know, going into this year was huge. Guys were so excited for it. And Brooks Slingluff, who starts for us, who's a senior, leads the team in rebounds and assists. He had a herniated disc last year and wasn't able to play as a junior, which was really, really tough for us because he had had a great summer league the year before. And, having him back is a huge addition to the team. He's got great length and some size and just works hard. So, again, this group has been together since about fourth grade. The great thing, too, Ed Murs, our point guard, great soccer player, led the team in goals this year. And the soccer team had a lot of success in the state tournament this year. So the guys know how to win. You know, they're competitors. And that's huge for a team to have guys that they want to win, they know how to win, and they know how to win together.
Phil, maybe you could share with, I know you've dropped a few names already of your players, but share with us your starting five, their roles and contributions to the team, either offensively and defensively, if you could do that. And again, I know you've mentioned a few things already, so feel free to know that we've already listened a little bit to this, but if you could do that, that would be great to share us, and obviously tell us a bit more about your son, Josiah.
Sure, yeah, so we've got a great core of seniors. Ed Murs is our point guard, just fast as lightning. And the neat thing about Ed is he's a huge soccer guy. And when soccer season's going on in the fall, he's all into soccer, which I love. But he really doesn't touch a ball all fall, basketball. And he comes in and he's always a little bit rusty to start, but when he gets going, he gets going. He's an incredible defender. He has just an intensity to him and an ability to never tire. I mean, he plays sometimes the whole game, you know, or 30 minutes a game. So he's a real spark for us. The other guards, Chase Wheat, who's a junior for us, he's continued to progress. He's one of the most consistent guys we have. Never takes shots that he knows that either he doesn't feel comfortable taking or knows that isn't the right time to take it. And he's just incredibly patient. And it's his stat line sometimes is incredible. He was like 7 for 9 the other day against Newburyport. And again, just because he takes really good quality shots, he's really smart with the basketball. So he's our other guard. Then we have Brooks Slingluff, who I mentioned with the herniated disc. He's our forward, just a big, lanky kid who distributes the ball well, great rebounder, tons of deflections for us in our defense. Just an all-around great player. And then Josiah Whitley, who's my son, one of our best shooters. He's actually probably leading the North Shore now. The stats will come out tomorrow. He's got 43 made threes this year, and he's shooting at 39% from three. And he kind of does everything for us, rebounds, plays great D, scores at the rim and from three, and just works hard. And it's been fun as a dad to kind of see him along the way. And then we have three guys who kind of round out the ship as far as starters go, between Patrick Reardon, Aiden Christensen, and Josh Silva. All kind of, we don't have a ton of size. We don't have that 6'5 guy. They're all about 6'1, and they do the work of giants. They work hard in the post. They're good passers, good defenders, and they bring a lot of grit and energy to our team that we need, because we don't have that 6'5 guy. We played Newburyport Monday, and you know, they had a huge size advantage on us, and we gave them all that we could. I think we were down by 4 at one point in the third quarter, and it's nice because we're a team that can compete with everybody. You know, obviously the Manchesters of the world are at a totally different level than the whole league this year. Same with Newburyport, but it's fun to be able to go in and battle with those guys and show them what we got this year. So it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you're throwing five guys out on the floor that will compete for sure. It's funny how sometimes, like Newburyport, always seems to have big guys. You know what I mean? And sure. You know what I mean? It's just funny like that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and it's hard too. You know, we've got 220 kids in the high school, and then we're going up against Newburyport that's got 800. You know, it's just a different animal. You know, we actually had to cut this year for our tryouts, which is not the norm. But it shows that our program's healthy and that kids want to play basketball. And our home games are just electric. We've got tons of youth in our gym, and people are coming out that haven't come to games before because they know there's something special going on in our gym. And it's a real sense of community, and it's been a really fun year.
What can you tell me about the game tomorrow night at Hamilton Wenham? What's with this matchup here with the Generals?
Yeah, it should be a great one. Mike, their head coach, and I are real good friends, and you know, Mike does a great job with their program. I know they're a little young this year, but never sleep on Hamilton Wenham. You know, they get better as the year progresses, just like everybody else does in the KPM League. And I think it should be a great battle. They've had some good games and some tough games, just like we have. But, you know, I'm looking forward to it. It's at their place, which is always a tough place to play. But we're up for the challenge, and the guys are excited to have a good game tomorrow. So I think it'll be a good one for us.
What else can you tell me about the league? You mentioned Manchester Essex and Newburyport. What else can you share with us on the league? On I'm not asking you to rank the teams or anything like that, but sure. What teams do you think are the strongest in the league this year?
Yeah, the fun thing about the KPM League is that, you know, any team any night can win. You better show up. You know, there's no team in the league that you can just go in and say you're going to beat them and have it happen. You know, and that's the fun part of it. Over the years, we've beat Newburyport before some years and the Georgetowns, and you know, you got to show up and you got to compete and you got to execute. And you know, the Newburyport, we played Manchester once, we have them again at home later on in the year, and we've played Newburyport, and they're certainly the two outliers of the league this year. Both are, I actually would love to go see them play when they play each other, because that's going to be a battle. You know, they're Manchester especially should have a really deep run in the state tournament just because of the size that they have and the ability to shoot the ball. And it's not just one kid that can shoot, it's several. And they're very experienced, senior-laden team. And then just Newburyport every year, you know, they've got size, they've got talent to be able to compete. So I think the two of those certainly stand out. You know, Linfield and Georgetown are making some noise as well. Georgetown's very well coached up there as well, and it's one of those things of, you know, there's a smattering of teams that as the season goes, the best thing about the KPM League is I love the coaches. You know, all of them are great guys, but a good coach, your season, you should be a whole lot better than you were at the end than you were at the beginning. You know, and that's the thing about the KPM League is you can't expect the teams you played back in, you know, December to be the same that they are in February. So you better just keep getting better. So it's a great league to coach in.
You know, you're speaking about keep getting better. Looking back a few years ago, did you see this wave, if you will, if you want to call it a wave of talent, if you will, coming to the Rockport Varsity at this, what you have right now? Did you see that coming along since you're so familiar with the youth program there in Rockport?
Yeah, I mean, just being able to be around my son and his friends and their stuff with their travel ball. And, you know, I teach fourth grade in town and run the youth program, so I've got a pretty good pulse on what's going on. But you never know kind of how it's going to turn out. You know, the COVID year actually was probably going to be one of the best teams I had here. And because of COVID, we had some kids not able to play and really kind of, obviously, it bummed everybody out, but it certainly kind of set the program back, I felt like. Because of losing those guys to not being able to play, and certainly we didn't have the youth program that year, and it certainly kind of stunted us a little bit. And to see this group, I knew it was kind of something special with the seniors we have now and the juniors. And I've seen another kind of special wave with our ninth grade right now, along with our eighth grade, and some smatterings of juniors and sophomores thrown in there. So you know, I think the program's in a really healthy direction, which is exciting.
Now, these are guys that breezed by you in the fourth grade 4 years ago, right? There you go.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Hey, Phil, who's coaching with you this year at Rockport?
Yeah, so I've got Jake Scatterday. He's been my longtime assistant. He's been on my bench for about 7 years now. And when I took over the program, Jake was a senior. Jake's a fantastic assistant. He's got a great eye for the game. Does a lot of looking at film for me and kind of giving me a heads up of what's coming in in-game situations. Obviously, as a head coach, there's a million and a half different things you've got to think of. And, you know, Jake's been with me for a long time and really trusts what he sees out there, and he's a huge help.
Anything else you want to share with us, Phil, about Rockport basketball here again as you get ready for Hamilton Wenham on Friday night at their place?
No, just, you know, again, it's a really special year, and it's, you know, kind of for me, I feel like it's been a long time coming, and it's fun to see the hard work of these guys and the joy they have for playing the game kind of coming together, and them knowing that there's a confidence to them and their ability because of the time and the practice they put in is really paying off. So it's a really sweet thing when that happens.
Well, Phil, it's a great story. I really appreciate you taking some time to join us and share this with our listeners. And best of luck the rest of the way. And, Phil, if you could just hang on the line. But, again, thanks for joining us.
You bet.
Phil Whitley, boys basketball coach, Rockport High School, here on us with us on MSONewsSports.com.